Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has some ambitious new goals when it comes to renewable energy. He spoke alongside Al Gore today at the Liberty Science Center in Jersey City.
WCBS's Steve Burns is joining us live. So, Steve, what are those new goals from the governor?
So these goals are about how much energy the state will be producing through offshore wind. If we back up just a bit, one of Governor Murphy's first executive orders after he took office in January 2018 was to get the state up to 3,500 megawatts generated from offshore wind by 2030. Today, he moved the goalposts even further. He signed another executive order, calls for 7,500 megawatts 5 years after that, by 2035. By his office's calculation, that'll be enough energy to power almost every home in New Jersey, meeting half the state's overall electrical needs. Of course, he touted all the jobs and private investment that'll come along with this, so he really sees it as a win all around.
Governor Murphy signed this executive order with Al Gore at his side. What does the former vice president think of this plan?
Yeah, Al Gore and Phil Murphy go way back. Gore actually recruited Phil Murphy's wife, First Lady Tammy Murphy, to be a founding member of his climate nonprofit. So he obviously only had nice things to say about this announcement. Called it a significant accomplishment by Murphy and mentioned that this kind of thing is important now given what he sees as a lack of leadership from the White House right now. He then gave kind of the same speech we've been hearing from him for a while now, that the stakes are high. He raised his voice, really started yelling as he called this our generation's Pearl Harbor, our 9/11, a life or death fight for everyone alive right now.
Some environmental activists were also at this event today, and you talked to them. They didn't seem too happy with all this.
Yeah, these activists actually interrupted the beginning of Al Gore's speech. They chanted the phrase, moratorium on fossil fuels. I caught up with them afterwards. They basically told me this is all well and good to have more wind energy, but it's hypocritical coming from Governor Murphy. They said there are something like 14 or 15 projects across the state in the works right now, things like power plants and pipelines that'll use fossil fuels. And Murphy's been reluctant to show any opposition to them, possibly because of his alliance with construction unions. So they see it as a contradiction for him to be promoting renewable energy here while so many of these projects are still moving forward.
Steve, thank you. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.